No, exactly. And because we have the backbone in place now to support it, you know, this is why you have the backbone in place, and then you can add special projects on top of it. So, all right. Why is this thing not moving? Someone's asking me to turn the DMR repeater up from 6 watts up a little higher. I gotta go turn on my RDAC computer then. He's like, we're into it from Coopersville, but we can't hear it anymore on a handheld. And I'm like, oh, well, it's only set to 6 watts. I'm like, I wasn't sure what, you know. I said, we start low. We don't need to do 110 watts out of the gate, damn it.
Oh, come on. Crank your dual 11, rip your knob off.
Okay, ho. See, if it was analog, I'd say sure, but on DMR, I'm a little more cautious. Or not cautious, but you got a handshake. So if you can't, what's the point of hearing it if you can't get into it? It's just going to screw up your roaming, and, you know, we got roaming and those types of things. Because if the radio sees the signal too strong, it won't, and it can't get in, it'll just sit there. It's a fine, not just like analog anymore.
Oh yeah, I know. For sure. What is it? Is it a SLR or is it 8400 or what you got running it?
Oh, it's a 3000, so. 3000 with, I got it set to 6 watts. I set it to 6 watts because it was on the bench. And I meant to turn it up to, like, 40 watts, but I was in a hurry, so it didn't get done.
Gotcha. You guys had issues with them 8400? I think that's what they are. They're two mobiles in a box. Keep hearing about finals and whatnot going out on them, so I didn't know. I'm not wanting to run them in full beam.
No, we run them at 25 watts usually. We've had PAs fail, but we usually, and then you get to flip it once, but that's about it. But you turn the, you set on the 8400s, you turn the fans on constant, and then 20, 25 watts, and call it good.
That one, the one that starts running, 25?
I believe it should be, unless someone went in there and changed it.